Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi, daf Tesvav, and we are on the bottom of Yud Daled Amid Beis. We just spoke about historical changes that took place when they first started to come, and what was the halacha when somebody comes from out of the Tchum. We know if somebody goes out of the Tchum B'mezid, then he only has his Daled Amos around him. He doesn't have anything more, and that's what the halacha used to be. But Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken realized that people weren't going to want to come to Yerushalayim, so first he started making it a little better. You could go within the chatzer that you are in, and that still wasn't good enough, so therefore he said, okay, it's ke'ilu, you were always a Ben Yerushalayim, and in that way you could be al paimama l'chol ruach. Good. Tani, so the last brisa right before the Mishnah says, Tani, af balamula sakatam kain. They also said the same thing if there was a moel. There's a moel coming from outside the tchum to be mal a katan. They also said that he is able to have alpayim ama l'chol ruach. Right? They said that. And the Gemara notes that Masnisa de Rabbi Eliezer, this brisa, must be like Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, because he's the only one that says that a moel could come. You know, who says that you could do all of these preparatory stages, machshirei mila, being docha Shabbos, right? You should just come before Shabbos, tadinat haman, because we learned elsewhere, va'od ama Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, karsam eitzim, lasos b'chamim, lasos barzel. The Rebbe Eliezer says, not only is bris mila docha Shabbos, but the preparatory stages of mila are also docha Shabbos. That's the shita of Rebbe Eliezer. So he's the one that would allow them all to come in the first place. So once them all comes, then he would say he's let us stay be like a ben of the city, that he were in. But again, according to Rabbi Akiva, who argues their first mission in Perek HaBlazet Demila, 19th Perek in Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, well, we paskin, you can't do this. Is this, a machshir she'efshar la'asoso me'er of Shabbos? And therefore, he's not allowed to come in the first place. And there's no Mila. Good. So there's a lot to talk about machshirei mila, of course, but just one ha'ara. We talk about a moel here coming. There is a rishon, the Arzarua, quoted in some of the rishon in Arzarua, and the Shach quotes this in Hilchos Mila, that, if a father knows how to do mila, if he doesn't know how to do mila, there's nothing to talk about, but if he knows how to do mila, then he's not allowed to make a shliach. It's not subject to shlichus. And the question that's asked by all the acronym is why? Why wouldn't you be subject to shlichus? Almost everything could be, you know, many things are subject to shlichus. So why can't, and that's what we do. We make the most fathers don't do mila themselves and they make a shliach. Even if, let's say, they would be able to learn how to do it. So Rav Asher Weiss in Brachos says maybe it's based on the Tosfos Rid. There's a Tosfos Rid that everyone talks about in the world in the sugya of shlichus. What's the Tosfos Rid? Tosfos Rid says in Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis, Yesh Makshim, Im Kein L'Chol Devar Mitzvah, Yol HaShliach. If you're telling me that Shlichus works, that's Kiddushin Mem Beis. If Shlichus could work, so why can't you do Shlichus for all mitzvahs? Right? You're tired one day? You know what? I'm going to stay in bed. You go daven for me. You know, I'm tired. You go shake a lula for me. You go wear tefillin for me. Right? Yomar Adam L'Chaveiro, Shev B'Sukkah Avuri, Hanach Tefillin Avuri. And we know that can't be. So what's his answer? V'la Milsaha. A mitzvah that you have a chiv to do with your body, with yourself, how could you potter yourself with a shliach? And he won't do anything. Meaning, the way that this is usually understood, well, let's just finish. Bevadei b'kiddushin v'gerushin mahani, fine kiddushin v'gerushin work, ki hu ha-megarish v'lo ha-shliach. Shekosev beget, ana ploni patris plonis, right? In the get, in the shtar kiddushin, it has your name. Avo besuka hachanami yacholomer l'shlucho asei li suka v'hu yoshebo. He can make me a suka and I sit in it. Avolim yashaba chaver elokiyem uklum v'chein lula v'chein tzitzis v'chol ha-mitzvahs. So usually this is understood as, oh, the Tosfos Rid comes up with a big chiddush, mitzvah shebegufo. Mitzvah shebegufo cannot be transferred. That's why, and all the Echmanim wonder, what does this mean? Is it a mitzvah that you have to do? Maybe it's a reality. You have to have tefillin on you, right? It's not that you have to wear tefillin. So you can't make a shliach where the mitzias has to be that it's on you. Different ways to understand the Tosfos Rid. But usually he's coming up with a chiddush, mitzvah shebegufo are different. Rav Asher Weiss takes the Tosfos Rid and turns it on his head. He says, you know what the Tosfos Rid is really telling me? All mitzvahs are mitzvah shebegufo. The exception to the rules are the ones that shlichus works. Right? Usually the Achrod and the Ksos and others take the Tosfos Rid to say, there's all mitzvahs generally, you can't make a shliach. Mitzvah shebegufo, you can't. He says, no. Look at the last line. V'chein belula, v'chein betzitzis, v'chala mitzvahs. Generally, mitzvahs are begufo. Mitzvahs are about me, about my doing mitzvahs. That's the key. Shekol mitzvahs chashivi ki mitzvah shebegufo. Ve'en kamanaso l'chadish be'eze mitzvahs ein shlichus, ela be'eze mitzvahs yesh shlichus. The Chiddush of the Tosfos really explains is not to tell me, oh, by these there's no shlichus. No, he's gonna, by generally, mitzvahs aren't subject to shlichus. The shlichus lo mahani el b'mitzvah sheish bem koach bailim. Shlichus only applies when there's koach bailim. Right, this is based, as a quote, but the Tosfos in Iksubis around the Afayin Dalet says shlichus is based on bailus. You have to be the bailim on something in order to then make a shliach, for it. So I'm the bialim on marriage. I could choose who I marry. I'm the bialim on gerushin. I'm the bialim on certain actions. So those are the exceptions to the rule. But generally, mitzvahs are mitzvah shebegufo. So bris milah, what's the question? Oh, how can you say there's no shlichus? No. The yesod is, of course there's no shlichus. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the father. It's a malah son. So that's why there's no shlichus. Right, so the question is on the other Rishonim according to this. What about most Rishonim? What we do make a shliach by bris milah. So you have to say that there must be two elements of bris milah. There's a mitzvah shebegufo element that maybe is not transferable, but there's also that, you know, you can, you know, shlichus maybe is, you can say shlichus is not connected to bailus. That's one way. Or you could say there's a different type of way to understand the chiyuv of milah. The Tosfos Reed himself says earlier in Kiddushin on Daf Chavtes or so, maybe the mitzvah is just to take care of it, and by making a shliach, you're taking care of it, right? And that's why it's not a zman grama. We've discussed that in the past, but that is one of the discussions of making a moel for bris milah, and that's what happened here, right? Made a moel for bris milah, and the machlokas was, can he stay? Does he have to stay put or not? Next Mishnah. The kids are both going to say Eidim. So how do we do the cross-examination? So Zug Shebar Rishon, both going to say Rishon. Whichever pair came first, that's the one you check first. And you bring the first one in. And you say to him, remember the checking is going to be twofold. Number one, to see if they contradict each other. And number two, to see if they got it. Because the rabbis were experts in the lunar realities and the constellations. So the Gemara is only going to talk about the latter types of questions. Emar, Ketzad Reisas Alavana. How did you see the moon? Lifnei Achama or La'achar Achama? Was it in front of the sun or after the sun? Right? Was it in front of the sun or after the sun? Because, as it described, the sun always goes first from Mizrach, where the carbonate that discusses from east. It's really east to west in but it's not on the same line from north south throughout the year, as we'll see. But we think that the Havamina here is, the Carbonator says, we think that the question is, did you see it go in front of the sun on its orbit or behind? It's always behind. So we'll see. This is not really a question. With Svonala Daroma, right, was it north or south of due west? Right, because it doesn't go exactly from east to west, the sun and the moon. So was it north or south of that line? La'ayin ha'inota, which way was it facing? Right, we usually think of a moon that's not full. It's facing, like the two points are facing. So which way was it facing? It's always pointing away from the sun. Right, that's the mitzias that we know of. But still, not everybody might know that. Which way is it facing? Because we know where the sun is. How wide was it? If the person says, oh, it was in front of the chama on orbit, then obviously he's wrong. He's making it up because that's impossible. So we ask all those questions and we see if he is telling the truth. And see if it's possible. We bring in the second one. If they both got it and they're consistent, so then the Eidus is Bekuyam and Bezdin, based on their testimony, declares the day Rosh Chodesh. Vishar Kalazukas, what about all the other pairs that came? You have six other sets of Eidim waiting outside. So you just ask them a couple of things. Lo shein sricha lehem, not because that you need them. Once you have two accepted, that's all you need. But you don't want them to feel bad. You want at least the Gedolei Ador to relate to them a little bit. They don't go out depressed so that they accustom themselves to come. They won't think, oh, last time I didn't serve any purpose. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu toeshe betoin eino toa bedavar azeh. What kind of question is that? Everybody knows that it's not, it has to be l'achar achama. So that shouldn't be a question that's asked. So, lo tzarcha di lo this, lo pigmasa lefnei achama, pigmasa lachar achama. The question is the indentation, like we said before, is that facing or is that away? That's the question. Not the, where it is on the orbit, but which way was it facing? That's, the question that was asked. Good. Which is similar to the ayin hayanota, which, the Mishnah says all here. Tani bar kapara tarti. Bar kapara says, really, both questions or maybe one explaining the other. Lefnei achama lach rachama pigmasa. Lefnei achama pigmasa lach rachama. Some say that's, he's arguing that you do ask that first question. It's not so pashit in people's minds, or this is what that question means. Amar Reb Yochanan. Ksiv. Once we're talking about the moon, Ksiv hamshel vafachad imo ose shalom bimromav. The pasuk says in Eov that hamshel vafachad imo, dominion and awe, imo are with him. Ose shalom bimromav. But Hashem makes peace in the high areas. Bimromav. Miyameh shel chama larasa b'kimasa shel avana. Always, in all the days that the sun has been around, it's the moon has never been facing it. Lo rasa pigimasa shalavana. The moon was always facing away to be able to keep shalom, so to speak. The sun is this huge, amazing, item in the universe, and the moon is less, but ki'ilu, if the moon was facing the sun, it would be showing its, what it's lacking to the sun, and therefore it's always facing the other way. Right? So the sun and the moon, themselves, we know, come up in Rashi and Brachos, but it's really the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Samach, where we have the argument between the sun and the moon. Why is the moon, you know, waxes and wanes? So the Gemara, as we said, the Pasuk says, there were two Ma'oros Hagdolim, right? The Gemara says, Rav Shimon bar Pazi Rami, Chulin Samach Mabes, Ksiv, Vayasal Kimishne Ma'oros Hagdolim, Hashem made the two great Ma'oros, luminaries, Viksiv, Esamar Hagadol, Vesamar Hakatan, big and small. So is it two big, one small? Amra Yareach Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moon said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Efshal L'Shnei Malachim Sheishtamshu B'Keser Echad. How could it be? How could we have a dual rulership? Amar La, he says, you're right. Minimize yourself, Hashem says to the moon. L'chi U'ma'atiyat Atzmech. Amra Lefanav, she says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hov Amarti Lefanech HaDavar Hagun Amit Et Atzmi. Oh, you obviously agree with me, because you told me to be smaller, so why do I have to lose? Why do I have to be the one? Amit, that's me. So Amar La, so Hashem says, not l'chi u'mashol b'yom b'layla. Right? You know what? You could be day and night. You're not only by night, you could also come out by the day sometimes. We know sometimes it comes out, the moon comes out by the day. Right? Rashi says there, nechama, this is a nechama for the moon. So the moon says back, well, I'm useless during the day. What do you mean I should come out during the day? Amar La, my rabuse, the shraga b'tira mayahani. Right? There's, I'm worthless during the day. Not a candle in the light is worthless. Amar lo, Hashem says, Zil limni b'cha Yisrael yamim v'shanim. B'nei Yisrael are going to use you for their calendar. They're going to use you for their calendar, and that's how the moon got a little nechama. The Gemara continues, says that there's a carbon, a chatas brought in every Rosh Chodesh, that Hashem brings. Heviyu kapara alaisha mi'atati es hayareach. Right, a Gemara that needs to be explained, not for now, but that is the discussion of the sun and the moon here in Maseches Chulin. Remember, there's a Vilna Gaon. They say the Gra was once traveling in his years of Galus, which was common for some Achronim. They would just go into exile and nobody knew who they were. And one time he came upon a town and he stayed in somebody's house. Nobody knew who he was. And the Balabas said, you know, I have to ask you this question. I ask everybody who goes through this town. I ask the greatest rabbis and nobody has any idea what this is. Says, what is that? So he takes out his father's chumash, and on the side of this pasuk of Amara Gadol and Amara Katan, right, it says Gushanak, Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kuf. That's what it says. So he asked the Gra, you have any idea? This is my father's chumash. I have no idea what that means. The Gra says, yeah, sure. And why? What does that have to do with this brachus? So he says, yeah, I'll tell you what it means. Right, Amara Gadol Amara Katan. Right, there are two great ma'oros, but what's gadol and katan? So the Gemara says, if you rely on others for sustenance, so then you're called a katan. You could have somebody who's older, but a gadol nismach al shochan aviv nikra katan. Right, that's the halachic definition of independence. If somebody's dependent, so then they're called katan. They're not called gadol. So the moon relies on the sun for light. Right, the moon doesn't have its own light. That's why the moon is called katan. The sun has its own independent light, Mar HaGadol, and the moon is called the Mar HaKata because it has independent light. So says the Gra, that's why it's called Gadol and Katan. Because what's Gushanak? Gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. That's what it says on the side, right? Because that's what explains why the moon is called Katan, because it relies on the sun. Shebazeh bikesh liyashi madu alavana nikra samar katan. Elo shemayachar shalavana inam mekabelas ora elamei ha-shemesh v'alachahi. Gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. Sitzesmucha, that's why it's called the Mar HaKatan. So that's the grub relating to the sun and the moon, as we have here, that Hashem makes shalom upstairs, that the pegima of the levana is never seen by the sun. We continue. Tani Rav Shmuel Yochai, Lefisha, once we quote one pasuk about making peace upstairs, so we have this too. Lefisha ha-rakia shamayim, right, the rakia, as is described in Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem took the waters and split the waters. There's some water up above, and some waters below. Lefisha ha-rakia shamayim, va-kochavim shel eish, right? Above the heavens there's water, but the stars are also made out of fire. The Hindarim Zeim says, how can you have fire and water both living happily together in heaven? Veinam Azikin Zeze. Lefichach Osa Shalom Bimromav. That's what Osa Shalom Bimromav means, he who makes peace in those that are above, that there's fire and water in the heavens. Amar Rabbi Avun, Hamalach Atzmo. Every angel himself, Chetz Yamayim V'Chetz Yesh. Every angel, not just Makas Barad, but every angel has fire and water in it. Viz bechamesh afin. Switch the gimel to the aleph. There's really three aspects to every angel. The gviaso, this is the pasuk in Daniel. Gviaso katarshish. Its body is like a tarshish, like a shining jewel. Upanav kamar bazak. The enav kalapide eish. Uzro osav umargalosav kenechoshes. The kol dvarav kakol hamon. Daniel describes an angel, five elements of an angel, right? We know angels, the Rambam says there are 10. There are 10 levels of angels. The Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchot Yisod HaTorah, right? The Rambam feels that it's important for us to know this. He puts it in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says in Perek Beis of, Hilchot Yisod HaTorah, Vishinui Shemos HaMalachim al Shem Ma'alosam Hu. The level, the names of Malachim reflect their levels. Lefichach nekroim chayos hakodesh, v'him l'malam enakol. Chayos is the highest level. V'ofanim, v'er elim, v'chashmalim, v'srafim, u'malachim, v'elohim, u'bnei elohim, v'kruvim, v'ishim. Kol elu asara hashemos, shenikru b'hem ha-malachim. Al shem eser hama'alos shalahem. U'maylo she'en l'malam imena, elamalos hakel barachu, hu y'maylos hatsuros, shenikru es chayos. Hashem's above, not above in space, but above in essence. Lefichach namer benevua sheitachas akisei. Umala asiris, the 10th one down is ishim. Those are why they're called ishim, connected to the word ish. The heim hamalachim shemedabrim benevim, because they have a connection to human beings. They're the ones that talk to nevim. Venirim lahem b'mara hanevua. Lefichach nekru ishim. Shemalatam krova mimalas dasa adam. Because those angels that communicate with us are just above us. Just above us. V'chol, and the Rambam continues, V'chol atzuros ha'elu chayim u'makirin es haborei. All of these malachim are alive, they recognize Hashem. V'yodin oso dea gedola ad l'ma'od. They know Hashem very deeply. Afilu ma'ila harishona inu yuchol ha'asig amidas haborei. But you can't fully know Hashem. Even the highest level, the chayos ha'kodesh, cannot understand or plumb the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKol Ein Yodem Esabore, Kemoshu Yodea Atzmo. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But these are the angels, the 10 levels of angels that the Rambam describes. But here we have angels are made up of fire and water. We continue. Amar Rabbi Levi, La'olam less mazal chami ma de komi, ela all the mazalos, the zodiacal signs. Hashem made it that when one goes up, one goes out. Like every couple of hours, they don't overlap. They don't overlap because that would be, jealousy and, fighting. So, less mazel chami, madakumi, no mazel sees what's in front of it. Ela kulon salkin ki'ilin, all of them go up. Ki'ilin de salkin besul mahafich. Like somebody going up a ladder backwards. If you're going up a ladder backwards, you can't see what's above you and what's ahead of you. So somehow the constellations are also viewed as that. Period. The next 12 lines or so are more about the constellations. Once we're on the Mishnah about the moon and how the moon looked, So we have a couple of other constellation realities. Some achronim say that a lot of this, even though this comes up at the Gemara every couple of places, and it can be explained scientifically, but there could be a lot of depth and secret messages that Chazal are trying to give us through these realities. Shlosh b'yatzo shishim v'chamesh chalonos, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu shishtamesh b'hem ba'olam. Hashem created 365 windows, as if we know the sun goes from the way that the atmosphere is described in Chazal is how we see it, right? Not how it is in reality. So we're on ground and we see the sun going around us from east to west. So there are 365 windows that the sun goes in and it moves a little bit, right? Because it's not exactly east to west line. Sometimes a little more north, sometimes a little more south. There are 365 windows, so to speak, or paths that it takes every day. Mea ushmonim v'shtayim b'mizrach. I'm sorry, not paths. These are the windows. They split that in half. Mea v'shmonim v'shtayim b'mizrach. Mea v'shmonim v'shtayim b'mayrif. 182 on each side. Ve'echad mem sosher rakia. And then the one, to add a 365, there's one window in the middle. Shemimenu yatsa mitchichas ma'isa b'reishas. That's where it started. It didn't go back. That's where it started. That's birchas hachama every 28 years. It gets back to that spot. Period. Next, the Mefarshim explain, the sun and the moon, relating, you know, obviously the way that we see it, there's an orbit, but they're also related to all the other stars in the sky. So the Gemara says here that going from west to east, the moon is faster than the sun. How much faster? Okay, we're not going to get into all the science now. Feel free to research. What the sun does in the 30 days, the moon could do in 2.5 days. 2 months, 5 days. 3 months, 7.5 days. The moon is always faster regarding this orbit. Less kan shiura. Rabbi Yonah says, don't take these numbers to be exact. Even a little bit less, right? Not exactly. It doesn't always work out to be the exact same number in that ratio. Period. Tani nire. What happens if the Edom see the moon ba'ashash? What's an ashash? They see it through a window. Carbon Edom derech schuchas. What if they're inside? They saw the moon through a window. They run outside. It's not there anymore. They see it inside their house. They run outside. They saw it in water. Window. Ubamayim. Or water. Ein meidim al dekibi meid. Does ashish mean exactly how I described it? You're just looking through glass? Or ashish might mean reflection. It might mean reflection, because what does water mean? Water might mean reflection. So it could be ashish that you saw the reflection in the water. You saw a reflection on like a mirror. Ein meidim al, that's not good enough. There is a big discussion of other areas of halacha ba'ashashis, right? The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf Hey. What about soa and erva ba'ashashis? Right? We know that a person is not a lot of davin in close proximity to excrement, even if it doesn't smell, it's disgusting. What if one is davening and it's in a glass, I don't know, jar, so it doesn't smell at all? So, and that's soa ba'ashashis. What about erva ba'ashashis? One is not allowed to daven in front of an erva. What if the erva is on the other side of glass? The Gemara says there's a big difference between the two, right? One is about smell. One is about hirhur. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chaf Hei Mabez, right? When it comes to erva ba'ashashis, also likros kriyash ba'kenegda. Why? Because that's about v'layera b'cha ervas davar v'akam eschazo. You can see it. Soa is about Bekisu Italia Milsa Vamichsa, and then it's covered. So there could be a difference. Various areas of halacha talk about whether you can have any type of hefsik, any type of glass in between. What about wearing glasses? Right? When somebody is reading the Torah, when somebody is doing Kiddush Levana, you have to see it without, a lot of times, I don't know, people wouldn't be able to see the moon without their glasses. So, or read the Torah without their glasses. When a Kohen sees a Negat Sarah spot, is he going to be able to do that with his glasses on? Or without his glasses on? Right? So there's a big, big discussions in all of the, postgame about different areas of halacha if there is a covering. Again, the Gemara talks about soa and erva, which has very halacha lamaisa ramifications also. If somebody's in a hospital bed and has a catheter, and their waste just goes into a bag under their bed, but it doesn't smell, and it's covered, can they daven? Could they daven in that case? Could somebody else daven in the room? Is that called? So that's the same similar discussion of the tzoa. But again, glasses, the Shvus Yaakov has a discussion of the glasses case, in Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Chavav. That's where he talks about, Imutur Lios Echemin Adayanim. He talks about, Dayanim for Chalitza. She'enav Kehos, Lo Yachal Liros, Imlo Al Yedei Bate Einayim. Shekorin Blubril. Right, I guess, Braille. Braille is, right, the writing. Oh, Dilma Delo Havi Leni Azakedim Amish, Kivan She'enichom Liros, Elai Dei Bate Einayim. Could you wear glasses for the Dayanim to witness the Chalitza? Could you wear glasses? So, Lechore, he says, Gabazet Srichan Lizari starts off by saying, maybe it is an issue, but then he says towards the end that it is not. If it's just helping the eyes become stronger, then it would be, okay. And he says at the end, I never heard of anybody saying, making a thing about this. V'lo shamati me'olam potzepen with safsef. I never heard anybody, 1700s, saying that this would be an issue. Okay, we continue. So you have to see it. So we spoke about if you see it in the glass or water, it's not good enough. And as I said, that might mean reflection, but just seeing it through glass might be good enough. Just glass, like the case of the glasses. Amar b'chia barba ru'u oso yotze mi'anan zeva nachlas latoch anan acher mi'idin alaf. If the moon is behind the clouds, no good. It's not good. It's not called seeing it. But if it went from one cloud to the next, then you saw it peek out from one to the other, that would be okay. Kahadad Rabbi Chanina, Azal Ein Tov Limimna. Rabbi Chanina went to Ein Tov to become, be, appointed. You know, you have to do the, to make these, the calendar, you have to be appointed beforehand. So you want to be Nimne with the group. Vahave Avir Mu'unan. It was very thick, the air. And it was cloudy. Amar, he says, ay. It might be looked at as a simin ra. This is my first time I'm going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Kadun Amrin Manat al Avira Dehain Saba. What's with the air of this old man? Right? What's it? And they're going to think that it's, I'm not deserving. Because the first time I come, it's cloudy. Tikdiach lo Kadesh Baruch Hu Kakavra Venira Mitoch. Hashem made the sky, this clouds like a sieve that you have, you know, like not solid. You have holes in it so they'll be able to see the moon. And therefore he helped out, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chia Rabba, he lech la'oro shel yashan, arba'as mil. Rabbi Chia Barabba, he, walked, right, on the or of the old moon. The old moon, like the, could this be the morning of the day 29? He walked 4 mil, arba'as mil. So Rabbi Chia saw the old moon on day 29. Rabbi Avun was with him. Mishdi al Eitzrarin, he started throwing dirt at the moon. Ba'amar la, lo tavis b'nei marich, what are you scaring the, your children? Meaning what? Baram sha'anon bo'en tischa mimika. Tonight, we need to see you from here, from the west. V'yad mischa mimika. And you're here in the east. So, meaning, there is always a break between the old moon and the new moon. For the mola, this at least, as we'll see, a 12-hour break, a 24-hour break. So, this rabbi was upset because they wanted to make Rosh Chodesh the next day. And the, he said to the old moon, so to speak, if you're still here, you're messing things up. Miyad is bala minkumi. All of a sudden, the, moon disappeared. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped out this rabbi. Litzfona l'daroma. Is Tani did, so the question that was asked to the Eitim, did you see it to the north, to the south? Is Tani Litzfona Dvarav Kayamin? Is Tani l'daroma Dvarav Kayamin? So is north better or south better? Man de Omar Litzfona Dvarav Kayamin. We're gonna switch the girsa. Min Tamuz Vateves. Depends on the time of year. Different times of year. Sometimes it's on the north side of the east-west line. Sometimes it's on the south side of the east-west line. Man de Omar l'daroma Dvarav Kayamin. Min Teves Vatamuz. Period. Good. Hamahaya Gavoa. How tall was it? They asked each of the Edom. How far up in the sky? Ze Omer Mali Mardea Echad. Ze Omer Mali Shnei Mardom. What if they don't, they give different heights? One says, oh, it was this, one full goad. Goad is like a stick that they used to use to poke the animals. It was the height of one stick. The other one, oh, height of two sticks. So, is Tani Tani Devram Kayaman? Vis Tani Tani Ain Devram Kayaman. So, is that a stira? Did they throw him out of court? Because they were giving different heights? Where says no? Man dama devar of kayamin behinu davi kaimin chad milel v'cham milera. If the devar of kayamin, that's where one is standing on a higher level than the other one. So if I'm standing on a higher level ground, then I think the moon is closer to me. Uman dama ain devar of kayamin behinu davi kaimin shavi. If they're standing on level grounds, then they have to say the same height of the moon. Kama hayirachav kishiura v'yoser mikishiura. Right, you say the shear that it's supposed to be, or a little bit more. So then, you know, as long as they're close, it is whatever the shear that's roy to be, as the dayanim know. Right, that's just from the Mishnah that we had that line. Period. So the Mishnah says, so once Bezdin figures out, they trust these Edim. So what exactly do they do? So Rosh Bezdin Omer
mikudash.
The chol am mikudash mikudash. The Rosh Bezdin says sanctified, and the whole am says mikudash mikudash. Right, one and two. Bein shenir bezvado, bein shelo nir bezvado, makachino. So the Tanakhama says this declaration is made always. Always, every Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't matter whether it's a 30-day Rosh Chodesh or a 29-day Rosh Chodesh. Or Chodesh. Rav Elazar bar Sadok omer, no. Im lo nir'e bizvano, ein mekachin oso. If it's a 29-day month and day 30 turns into day 1, then you're mekadesh. But if not, no. Shekvar kitshu shamayim. Well, you know it has to be either a 29 or 30 days. So if you didn't do 29, so you don't have to do anything for day 30. Kvar kitshu shamayim. Right, it's already mekudesh in shamayim, so one doesn't have to do anything more than that. A little bit more. Tani. Rishon Bayechai Omer Kidashim, Mishnah Zachar Mishim Shana. Rishon Bayechai argues. He says, Bezin has a mitzvah to sanctify Yovel. Shanim Mekachim in Mekachim Chadashim. Right, only years, not months. So there's no kiddush. You have to accept witnesses, but there's no special din of announcing. Vata, or having this ceremony. Vatanina Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah? Does Rosh Hashanah argue on the Mishnah? My Mekudesh Mekuyam. Mekudesh just means Mekuyam. We are accepted. We accepted and we confirm that this is Rosh Chodesh. Period. So that's able to be done, but Rosh Hashanah can fit into the Mishnah. Tani, we'll have to stop by Tani, but Hashem will pick up next time. Differences between Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShanah.